Masechet Baba Batra Perek Het Mishnah Vav. The Torah gives a father the legal ability to identify his son. The pasuk says, "Ki et habechor ben asinua yakir latet lo pishenayim." Torah says that he accepts his firstborn son, and he recognizes him to give him pishenayim, the double portion that he deserves, even if he's from an unloved mother. So what we're saying here is we're using the word yakir, he recognizes, which gives the father the legal right to recognize his son. Mishnah says, Ha'omer ze bini ne'emar. If somebody says, this is my son, he is believed the person will inherit him when he passes away. If the father dies with no known children, then his widow would not have to do yibum or halitza, because he already claimed that he has a son, and we believe him about a son, so therefore yibum and halitza doesn't happen with his widow, because he is not childless. Ze'ahi eno ne'eman, but if he says, this person is my brother, then he is not believed. The Torah gives a person the right to identify only his child. When someone here is claiming that he has a brother, we do not believe him unless there are witnesses that tell us otherwise. The fact that he identified him does nothing. And therefore, we would say, if this man who is claiming that he has a brother passes away, then that brother would not be obligated in Yibum or Halitza with the man's widow, because we don't believe him to be a brother, again, unless there are witnesses. But when it comes to certain laws, if a person identifies his brother, it does have an effect, and we do listen to him. Venotel imo behelko. If the man who, we'll call him the identifier over here, the brother who's claiming that he has another brother, which we said in previous cases we don't believe him, when it comes to if their father passed away, then the man who was the identifier shares his inheritance with this other brother that he's claiming that he has. He's admitting that it's his brother, so therefore he would be entitled to the inheritance as well. But the other brothers that they may have would not have to share their inheritance with this other brother, because they're not claiming that he's their brother. We'll just speak through a case in order to illustrate it. Let's say there are three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Those three brothers, their father passes away, and he has $12,000 that he's giving out to them. So each one of them is supposed to inherit $4,000. So they do. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi inherit $4,000. But Levi claimed that there was a fourth brother, Yisachar. And now, Levi is claiming that he has a brother, Yisachar. So technically, Yisachar would be entitled to a portion of that estate as well. But Reuven and Shimon would not have to give him a piece of theirs, because they're not claiming that he's their brother. So they take their four pieces, their $4,000 each. $4,000 for Reuven, $4,000 for Shimon, and then Levi, who was the identifying brother, is left with $4,000. But technically, he's admitting that he should only be entitled to $3,000, because he's saying that there is a fourth brother. And $12,000 divided by four brothers is $3,000 each. So Levi would only take home $3,000, and he would give up $1,000 to the fourth brother that he's claiming that he has, which is Yisachar. So Yisachar gets that $1,000 and he holds on to. But Met, if that brother dies, if Yisachar, let's say, in our case, died, and he got his $1,000, he got his share of the estate, Yahzeru Nechasim Limkoman, the property returns to their place with the brother who identified him. He was the only brother who claimed that this brother was his. So therefore, in the event that brothers were inheriting, if there were no children, if there was no situation where anyone else would inherit, but now it's the brothers inheriting, in that type of situation, then it's only this brother, Levi, who would inherit from him. But the fact that Levi would get the money back is only true in that situation where they're talking about what they inherited from their joint father, that the other brothers wouldn't receive anything. But naflu lo nechasim imakom acher yirshu ehav imo. If he had property, this fourth man, alleged brother, Yisachar, if he had property from another place, let's say he made his own money, and then he died and he had no children, so we're looking for people to inherit his estate, and the estate goes to the brothers, the other brothers would inherit with the identifying brother with him as well. They never even though they never agreed that this man, Yisachar, was their brother, according to the identifying brother, it was. So therefore, he has no right to block them from receiving money that he's claiming that they're entitled to, so he has to share the inheritance with them. We spoke about the Shechiv Mera, the person on his deathbed, where he has the ability to transfer property without a contract, without a kinyan, just by his word. Mishnah will tell us that even writing down instructions without telling them has no effect. If somebody died and he had a diatiki, diatiki stands for which means this shall be to stand and to remain, which is a person describing the record that he wants to to go into effect after he dies. If it's found strapped to his thigh, it's nothing. It doesn't count as anything. The will that he wrote over here has no effect whatsoever. It has no legal effect. He didn't give the verbal instructions to anybody, nor did he hand the paper to anybody while he was alive. Even though he wanted his instructions to take effect, it didn't go to anybody. There was no transfer of document, nothing verbal going on. So therefore, once he died, the laws of inheritance all kicked in, and the document cannot serve to do anything after that point. But zikaba le'ahed ben min hayorshin ben she'ena min hayorshin devarav kayamim. But if he gave this document to another person before he passed away, while he was living, if that person was one of the inheritors, or if he was not one of the inheritors, then his word stands. The instructions in the will are followed. As long as the person gave the will to somebody else while he was alive, it served to show that he gave everything away as a gift. It all went verbally. It's like he issued his instructions verbally, and the properties or his possessions are given to the recipients in the will while he is living.